Welcome to Life as a Nephrologist, a podcast series by the National Kidney Foundation. I'm Laura Brereton, Director of the Kidney Disease Outcomes Quality Initiative, known as KDOQI. Over the next few weeks, my colleagues and I will take a look at nephrology as a career and why medical students choose it. We'll explore what day-to-day life is like for nephrologists at different points in their careers and with various interests and expertise. We'll talk about why it's exciting, why it's challenging, and why we hope more physicians will pursue nephrology as a specialization. In our first two episodes, we'll introduce you to two nephrology fellows. Dr. David Gnaer is a second-year fellow at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, and Dr. Kelly Beers is a first-year fellow at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Fellowship is an additional training period following residency, usually 2 to 3 years, which allows a physician to further specialize their practice. In this first episode, Kelly and Devika will talk to each other about their experiences and choices so far.
Hi, Devika.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
So, Devika, what made you choose medicine?
So, for me, there aren't really any physicians in my family, so it was actually a pretty personal path. I knew I liked science pretty early on, but I also knew that I liked to meet and interact with new people and that I loved to read and write. And even though I initially started out on my path as more of a bench researcher in undergrad and continued that after, I found that I really missed those one-on-one, more in-depth interactions with people. And my parents were pretty supportive of whatever I wanted to do. And even though they would often ask me why I studied so much, they agreed that medicine seemed like a good fit for me. And since then, I've met some really great teachers and mentors along the way. And that's kind of how I got started on the path. What about for you?
So I think I have a sort of similar story. I'm also the first person to go into medicine in my family. I knew I wanted something definitely science related. In undergrad, I studied biomedical engineering and I was fascinated by physiology. We learned quantitative physiology and I thought it was just so cool how the body works. I didn't go directly into medicine. I wanted to kind of try other avenues and I was working in business consulting actually right after college. And I really didn't feel like what I was doing was intellectually stimulating enough for me. And also it wasn't enough that I felt like what I was doing was actually helping people. It felt like I was doing a lot of things to make stockholders richer and I didn't have a personal sense of fulfillment. So I went back to more of a science area and decided to go into medicine itself. Then once I was in medical school, I just still really loved physiology and I knew that internal medicine was where I wanted to be in order to continue following with my love of physiology, which eventually led me to nephrology because I thought the nephron was just the coolest little thing that I'd ever learned about. What about you? Why did you go into nephrology?
Right. So kind of like you, once I started in med school and residency, it was really easy for me to decide on internal medicine. I really liked thinking about problems for a long time and getting cerebral about things. I liked the idea of managing chronic conditions. It took me a little bit longer to choose nephrology, but ultimately, like you, what I liked was the physiology, the fact that you could apply it to almost really all aspects of internal medicine because the kidneys are involved in so much. And I got to work with some really amazing nephrologists at my home institution. And for me, that included people like Lee Hamm, Adrian Bodie, Kevin Crane, and Belinda Lee, who I believe we're going to interview later on this podcast. And I really liked that the nephrologists I worked with could transition from outpatient to inpatient to critical care pretty seamlessly, and that you could really see patients across a spectrum of those areas. So the physiology and the mentors I got to work with and the patient relationships I got to have were really what solidified it for me. How about for yourself?
Oh, absolutely. So the physiology really drew me in. And then the more I learned about nephrology as an internal medicine resident, I had a very similar experience where I worked with a lot of fantastic nephrologists. I was blown away by how intelligent they were. that they were able to manage chronic kidney disease in an outpatient setting. They basically acted as primary care doctors in many ways for a lot of their dialysis patients, for example. And then they would go into the ICU and manage very critically ill patients seamlessly, taking care of their electrolytes and their acid-base disorders. And interacting with all different people throughout the hospital, and their understanding of medicine in general, in addition to nephrology, was really appealing to me as well, because the kidney has an impact on every other organ. And so you really need to be an outstanding internal medicine doctor in order to be an outstanding nephrologist, which I just thought was made it a perfect specialty for me. And I really enjoy patient care, and I really enjoy actually having a relationship with patients chronically, which is something that you can still have as a nephrologist, because you will have chronic patients that you follow for years and years.
Right. And I think you brought up something really important. I feel like people don't realize that as a nephrologist, you can take care of patients in clinic, on the floor, in the ICU. You know, that makes the specialty pretty unique, I think. So I completely agree. That was super appealing.
Absolutely.
To me as well.
So I don't know about you, but I never really even considered other specialties. Was there anything else you were interested in?
Yeah, actually, for a while, I thought about doing hepatology. It actually has some of the similar things that I now like about nephrology. Interesting physiology, a lot of interface with critical care, transplantation, even palliative care. So I did like that. But ultimately, nephrology is what I liked the most, because again, I really liked those longitudinal relationships and the broader spectrum of care that I saw.
Absolutely. I considered hepatology because of my name. My brother told me that as Dr. Beers, I didn't have a choice, but I decided he was wrong and I went with what I loved instead.
Nice. So I think something else that our listeners would probably like to hear about is what our day is like as a nephrology fellow and some of the things that we learned in training. So maybe you could describe a typical day for you as a fellow.
Absolutely. So as a first-year fellow, I've been on service basically since I started July 1st. I work at a very, very large hospital, and I'm fortunate because we have a very big training program. So there's actually 7 first-year fellows in my program, which sort of splits up the workload a little bit, but we are still very busy. We have different services that we're on throughout the year. So for example, this month I'm on the ICU service. So my call starts at 7 a.m. I pre-round on the different consults I've already been seeing and following. I see the patients on my own. I meet with the dialysis charge nurse early in the morning to make sure we know who's getting dialysis that day and the next day so they can plan the schedule. And then I will round with my attending, seeing all the patients, coming up with plans, talking with the teams. And then as consults come in throughout the day, I see them as well. We also will have medical students rotating with us, so I try to make time for teaching as much as I can. There is clinic one day a week, so that can be kind of a struggle to make sure you're getting everything done in the morning so you can go to clinic for a few hours. But it's also so rewarding because I've already begun to develop relationships with some of my clinic patients who I get to see pretty regularly to manage their chronic kidney disease. And then you get your notes done, you get phone calls made. It's not that different from residency, to be honest. And we also have some lectures throughout the week so that we have a big educational component as well. And I know as a second year, most people's schedules change pretty dramatically. So maybe you can talk about what your life is like now.
Yeah. So for me as a second year, I'm doing a research fellowship. So I have more protected time for my research responsibilities. But in terms of clinical responsibilities, still one half day a week of clinic and my usual occasional VA weekend coverage. During my first year, my day was pretty similar to yours. The days do start early because, like you said, dialysis shifts start early in the morning. So you do have to get there early, make sure you speak with your dialysis nurses, have all your orders ready for the day, take consults throughout the day. And I think like your program, our program also is pretty large. So the nice thing is that the rotation has been structured such that there is a different fellow that kind of covers the afternoon consults. So that is nice. It kind of allows for some protected didactic time and procedures. calls are busy overnight. We're responsible for things like urgent dialysis needs, or in the case of where I train, urgent plasmapheresis or transplantation needs. But I think the important thing to remember is that, you know, fellowship in general is a busy time. And even though it is super busy, it's a steep learning curve and things do become easier. There are really cool things that nephrology fellows get to learn and special skills that we get to do that I don't think I even appreciated as a house staff. Whether it's going to the lab to look at urine you've spun to look for crystals or casts, or going to the ICU to evaluate a patient that needs urgent continuous renal replacement therapy, or evaluating someone for a new transplant that could, you know, potentially really change the quality of their life. You get to place dialysis catheters, do kidney biopsies. There's, you know, such a broad range of things that you get to learn. And so the busy days, I think, are worth it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's very hands-on. And I really enjoy the teaching aspect as well, working with the house staff and the medical students. And you mentioned looking at urine under the microscope. I had three different consults that I spun urine on today, and I was able to show the pictures to the house staff in the ICU and say, this is exactly what I found in the urine. And we went through it together, and they were saying that they really wished that they could do that and that they have more opportunity. And I said, page me anytime. If you have urine you want to spin, let me know. Let's go do that. And I think that that's something as a resident I experienced as well. I felt like the nephrology fellows were very interested in working with the house staff and helping to really advance their field. And it's something that as nephrologists, we're very excited about. So if we can kind of share our passion with the house staff, I would recommend to anyone who's listening, who's a medical student or a medicine resident, if you're interested, just reach out to the fellows in your program. And I'm sure they would love to show you what it is that we do every day.
Absolutely.
Were there any skills that you learned that you didn't really kind of realize before you started that you would have?
So definitely, you know, putting in central lines and things like that were things that I was comfortable with in residency. And, you know, even doing a nephrology elective, you do get to spin urine and, you know, get a little bit comfortable with your basic AKI type of consult. But things that I got to do that I didn't really get to do as a resident would be managing things like plasmapheresis, doing kidney biopsies. But I think the thing that surprised me the most about just kind of being more a part of this field is that there's such a breadth of what is being done in terms of both patient care, but also research. There's really a lot of people who are trying to move the needle forward in terms of really all aspects of kidney care, whether it's related to transplantation, acute kidney injury, conservative care. And I really wish that house staff kind of were a little bit more aware of the depth of opportunities that they can kind of get involved in within nephrology that kind of go beyond managing dialysis patients, which of course is a really important part of what we do. But like you were saying, there's just so much more that you can learn and there's so much more that's being done.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you have the same experience at your institution, but I feel that most of my attendings really have kind of an area within nephrology that is their niche. So we have a really large peritoneal dialysis and home hemodialysis unit in our hospital. And there are two or three different nephrologists who are specialized in PD and home hemo, and they're really the experts. And I still, when I'm on service with a different attending, will go to Dr. Urabari because he is the PD man at our hospital. And if I have any questions, I'll just go to him. Not that I'm going over my attending that I'm on service with, but they do the same thing because we know he's an expert in that field. We have a glomerular disease specialist at our hospital. We have someone who specializes in stones. We actually had a woman who was specializing specifically in interventional nephrology, meaning that she was doing PD catheters and she was actually doing fistulas and grafts as well, and permcasts and things like that. So there's so many different areas within nephrology you can specialize in. We have a couple of people who specialize in palliative care nephrology, which is a really growing field as well.
Absolutely. So for you, and you kind of highlighted this earlier, what has been some of the more rewarding and challenging aspects of your training?
I think that some of the most rewarding has really just been the the patient experiences that I've had. The patients that I've been following in clinic since the beginning of July, who I've been now seeing multiple times and who I've really established a relationship with, I absolutely love that. And any kind of case that I have in the hospital when I'm on consults where I actually feel like I'm able to help someone, where we have a severe AKI, maybe we even have to start them on dialysis, but then we're able to see them recover and come out on the other side, or the young patients with glomerular disease where we're able to do their biopsy, diagnose what their actual disease is, and then oftentimes treat them and see them come into remission and go back to having a normal life and save them from having to go on dialysis. And then in addition, we have a very robust kidney transplant program. And so I've been able to see patients who were on dialysis for years and years get a kidney transplant, and it just completely changes their life. And those are just fantastic cases to be a part of and to see what the impact is of what we're doing every day on these patients and their families and how appreciative they are. What about you?
Yeah, I completely agree. For me, a couple things have been really rewarding. For one, it's been really, really nice to just learn from my attendings and mentors at Vanderbilt. They've been really incredible in terms of their teaching and just kind of, like you were saying, learning each person's niche, whether it's related to transplantation or critical care, or even an aspect of translational research that I didn't even know was being done within the field. So kind of, again, getting to know the depth of what you can do as a nephrologist has been really, really been eye-opening for me. Something else that's been super rewarding is basically what you said. So I really like educating my patients about what it means to have kidney disease, you know, kind of when they're early on in their trajectory of care. And it's been really nice to kind of try to empower them to realize that they do have certain options at the later end of their care trajectory, if that kind of makes sense. So, getting to see patients in the clinic, in the ICU, and on the floor, and kind of making sure that that aspect of their care is really taken care of has been rewarding to me. So not just kind of managing their day-to-day needs, but making sure that they really understand what's going on with them and empowering them to make life changes. To me, that's the most rewarding as well as the most mm-hmm. challenging aspect of nephrology is having those conversations with patients, because as you have seen, I'm sure they're often in a pretty unfamiliar place. And I think it's important to kind of empower them to realize that they do have control over their disease process.
Absolutely. I think that's something that every young nephrologist is going to experience and have a hard time with, is when you have someone who you see in the hospital who's never even been told that they have kidney disease, suddenly finding out that they're going to be on dialysis and the challenges that they're going to now face and the lifestyle changes. And we can do a lot to really help them through that and to educate them and to make sure that the transition is as smooth as possible, and also to give them options. Being end-stage renal disease doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to an in-center dialysis 3 days a week. You know, there are so many other ways that we can replace their renal function. And it's nice to be able to empower patients and help them kind of help themselves in many ways.
And that's it for our first episode. Thank you, Devika and Kelly, for letting us listen in on your conversation. And in episode 2, I'm going to be talking to them both about some of the challenges facing nephrology as a field and what we can do to encourage medical students and internal medicine residents to look into it. If you have specific questions about nephrology or topics you think we should cover, or if you'd like to be interviewed, please get in touch. Our email address is nkfpodcast@kidney.org. That's nkfpodcast@kidney.org.